Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The 52-Week Retirement Devotional for Women is a Christian devotional designed for women entering or living through retirement, written under the name Everyday Grace. It offers a year of short weekly readings aimed at helping readers navigate the transition from working life into a new season of identity, purpose, and spiritual reflection. The book is structured as 52 5-minute devotions, making it practical for readers who want a manageable rhythm rather than a demanding study format. Its focus is not on retirement finances or planning, but on the emotional and spiritual adjustments that often come with leaving long-held roles behind. Drawing on scripture, reflection, prayer, and simple application, the devotional encourages women to see retirement as a meaningful stage rather than an ending. It is positioned for Christian readers who want encouragement around purpose, joy, gratitude, relationships, rest, and faith in ordinary daily life. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a year-long devotional structure built for the retirement transition. One of the book's defining features is its weekly, year-long format. Instead of offering a dense theological treatment or a large set of daily readings, it gives readers 52 short devotions that can be completed in about 5 minutes each. That structure matters because retirement often changes a person's schedule, habits, and sense of routine. A concise weekly devotion is easy to maintain and does not require the reader to carve out long periods of study. The format also reflects the book's practical purpose. It is meant to accompany a season of change, not overwhelm it. By pacing reflection across a full year, the book supports gradual adjustment rather than quick inspiration only. This makes the devotional feel more like a companion for transition than a one-time read. The format also encourages consistency, which is important for readers who want small, repeatable spiritual practices during a period that can feel unstructured or unfamiliar. But secondly, reframing retirement as identity renewal rather than withdrawal, a major theme in the devotional is the idea that retirement is not simply the end of work, but a shift in how a woman understands herself. The book repeatedly emphasizes rediscovering purpose and identity beyond titles, tasks, and career roles. That emphasis speaks to a common challenge in retirement. When external responsibilities decrease, many people need to reassess what gives their days meaning. The devotional addresses the concern through a Christian lens, suggesting that identity is ultimately grounded in God rather than productivity or professional achievement. This reframing is important because it prevents retirement from being interpreted as decline or irrelevance. Instead, it presents the season as an opportunity for spiritual clarity and a different kind of usefulness. The book does not argue that retirement eliminates responsibility. Rather, it suggests that the form of contribution changes. That perspective gives readers a way to think about purpose without tying it exclusively to employment or public achievement. Thirdly, scripture, reflection, and prayer as a simple devotional method, the devotional follows a familiar Christian pattern: a biblical verse, a short reflection, practical application, and prayer. This method is significant because it gives the book a clear spiritual rhythm while keeping the reading accessible. Scripture provides the foundation, reflection helps the reader connect the verse to retirement-specific concerns, and prayer turns the reading into personal response rather than passive consumption. That sequence is well suited to a devotional aimed at women in a life transition, since it combines encouragement with gentle guidance. The method is also useful for readers who may not want a complex Bible study or a heavy instructional book. Instead of asking the reader to analyze doctrine in detail, it invites meditation, journaling, and personal prayer. This makes the book adaptable for quiet morning reading, reflection after major life changes, or a weekly spiritual check-in. Its value lies in simplicity. It creates a repeatable practice that can support reflection without requiring advanced study or extensive preparation. Fourthly, relationship, service, and legacy as central retirement concerns. Another important dimension of the book is its attention to relationships. Retirement changes daily interaction patterns, and the devotional treats that as a meaningful spiritual and emotional issue, not a minor social detail. The book encourages readers to deepen connections with family, friends, and faith communities, suggesting that fulfillment in retirement often comes through relational investment rather than busyness. It also points toward legacy and service, reminding readers that influence does not stop when a career ends. This is an important distinction from many retirement books that focus mainly on leisure, hobbies, or time management. Here, retirement is framed as a season in which wisdom, presence, and encouragement can still matter deeply to others. By emphasizing service and legacy, the devotional broadens the idea of purpose beyond personal enjoyment. At the same time, it keeps the tone gentle and relational rather than demanding. The result is a picture of retirement as a socially engaged and spiritually fruitful stage of life. Lastly, joy, gratitude, rest, and peace as practices for a new season. The book gives substantial attention to emotional posture, especially joy, gratitude, peace, and rest. These themes are important because retirement can bring mixed emotions, relief, uncertainty, loneliness, freedom, or even a sense of loss. The devotional does not ignore those tensions, but it offers spiritual practices that help readers respond with steadiness. Gratitude helps reframe ordinary days as meaningful. Rest is presented not as idleness, but as a legitimate and healthy part of life in retirement. Joy is treated as something that can be cultivated in simple moments rather than dependent on major accomplishments. Peace and trust are also central, reinforcing the idea that retirement can be navigated without constant anxiety about usefulness or direction. This thematic cluster makes the devotional more than an identity book. It becomes a guide to emotional and spiritual posture. It helps readers build a slower, more intentional rhythm of life rooted in faith rather than pressure or comparison. In conclusion, this book is best suited for Christian women who are approaching retirement, newly retired, or still adjusting to the emotional and spiritual changes that come with leaving full-time work. Readers looking for a practical retirement planner will not find that here. Instead, they will find a compact devotional that addresses purpose, identity, relationships, and faith in a way that fits a new daily rhythm. Its main value lies in its accessibility. The 5-minute weekly format makes reflection realistic, while the scripture and prayer structure keeps the content grounded. Compared with many retirement books, it stands out because it focuses less on financial preparation or lifestyle advice and more on inner transition. That makes it especially relevant for readers who want to understand retirement as a spiritual season rather than only a social or logistical one. The book is also distinct in its relational emphasis, encouraging women to think about connection, legacy, and service alongside rest and joy. For readers seeking steady, faith-based encouragement through a major life shift, it offers a focused and manageable companion. If you would like to support Everyday Grace, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.